What is PTSD and who gets it? Some answers on today's edition of Family Health. Here's Dr. Harold C. Thompson, an osteopathic family physician.
PTSD refers to post-traumatic stress disorder. Although it's called a disorder, PTSD is actually a very normal reaction to a highly dangerous event. You may have heard news about PTSD in reference to war veterans returning from Iraq, but PTSD can also afflict people who experience abuse, sexual assault, major accidents, and natural disasters. Of course, when faced with such dangerous situations, fear is natural. And with the fear comes what's called a fight-or-flight response in the body, which may include a racing heartbeat, sweating, and muscle tension. With PTSD, such emotional and physical symptoms persist after the danger is gone. There are three categories of symptoms for PTSD. The first is re-experiencing symptoms, such as flashbacks, bad dreams, and recurrent frightening thoughts. People may also exhibit avoidance symptoms in which they either have strong emotions, such as guilt, depression, or worry, or they feel emotionally numb. Other avoidance symptoms include difficulty remembering the dangerous event and staying away from people, places, or things that may remind them of the experience. Finally, hyperarousal symptoms include angry outbursts, feeling tense or edgy, startling easily, and having difficulty sleeping. It's normal to experience some of these symptoms after a traumatic experience, and often they fade with time, especially if you feel safe and secure and have social support. Often, however, PTSD must be treated through psychotherapy, medication, or both. Subsequent stress can exacerbate PTSD, as can feelings of guilt related to the trauma. A recent study indicates that the sooner patients seek therapy for fearful memories, the easier it is to change your response to these memories. It's especially important to seek medical help for children experiencing symptoms of PTSD, as traumatic events can have a more damaging and lasting effect on young people, often resulting in developmental delays, destructive behavior, or deep-seated feelings of guilt. If you've survived a dangerous event and have noticed these symptoms, talk to your family physician about treatment options as soon as possible. It's also helpful to seek the support of a trusted friend or family member. And finally, be kind and patient with yourself.
Family Health is produced thanks to the generous support of the Ohio Osteopathic Association. The OOA is dedicated to maintaining the high standards of osteopathic medicine and to promote healthy lifestyles. Learn more at the Ohio Osteopathic Association's website at www.oanet.org.